June 7th. Tomorrow is the first day of school. I'm so nervous. What if I'm the only one who eats regurgitated food? June 8th. Great news! Everyone eats regurgitated food!
Hi, this is Joan Eggy, special education teacher at the Sawtooth Mountain Elementary School. An electronic book is a book that is on the computer and it will read to the student. I think kids like these books because, for one thing, they are so used to working on computers. These books are fun, they're cute, they do different things with the stories that add to the comprehension of the story. A lot of the books have great expression. They are good for fluency, for kids, knowing what to do with punctuation and how a book should sound.
June 12th. My parents left us with a babysitter last night. When they got home, 87 of us were stuck to a strip of flypaper. Mom says we were a lot easier to watch before we grew heads.
My name is Shelby Anderson. I'm the District Media Center Coordinator for the Cook County School District. As a librarian, I'm responsible for finding new books. As a result, I've been researching different websites. The newest website has been tumblebooks.com. The tumblebooks.com library has many choices of different books that are read aloud, and they also have animated features. The Tumble books also include curriculum guidelines for teachers, which can be very helpful to the class as a whole.
Because it's animated, it's very fun, and it's motivating. And that's one of the things I think struggling readers have a tough time with. You know, they may not be as motivated because it is a tough thing for them to figure out how to read.
Hey, look! A duck! That's not a duck. That's a rabbit! Are you kidding me? It's totally a duck. It's for sure a rabbit. See? There's his bill. What are you talking about? Those are ears, silly!
As we listen to the story, we see this image of a duck. But wait! It could be the bill of a duck if you're looking to the left, but if you're looking to the right, it could be a picture of a rabbit with large ears. As you listen to the words being read, each sentence is highlighted in red.
Reading has always been important to me and our family, and as a reading teacher, you know, it's something that I'm always trying to figure out. But at home, you know, we've found different ways of reading. And I remember when my daughter was very young, and I have this picture of her. I snapped a picture of her when she was in the back seat of the car, in her car seat, and she had kind of an oversized book in her lap, and it was open. In the picture, I think she's sleeping. She's actually sleeping. But she still has this book open, and it was just reminded me of when she was little and how much she did love books. And I guess I just wish that for everybody.
I am really excited about yet another way of reaching kids with these new alternatives. Reading is so important, and this is just another way to give them an opportunity to read and enjoy reading. I'll never give up my love of books, but it's always nice to have an alternative. One of the best things about this is that you can enjoy this at your home. Just go to www.tumblebooks.com and then sign in with Sawtooth, and the password is trial. Give it a try. I think you're going to love it.
Thank you for listening to Sawtooth Mountain Elementary School News.